We have talked and talked and talked about fixing healthcare for decades, and we have finally reached a point where inaction is no longer an option, where the choice to defer reform is nothing more than a decision to defend the status quo, and I will not defend the status quo. We are going to change healthcare reform.
It's Barack Obama speaking last night to a rousing crowd, but it was not at the NAACP convention in Manhattan. No, Barack Obama had some political emergency duties in the state of New Jersey that may have some national implications. Bob Henley, WNYC reporter, joins us right now to talk about the troubles for Democratic incumbent John Corzine, the governor of New Jersey. He's in trouble. And Bob Henley, first of all, what's going on and why?
Well, this is a senator-turned-governor. John Corzine, former chairman of the board of Goldman Sachs, had been a U.S. senator. Actually, John had actually picked Obama back when Corzine was head of the Democratic Campaign Committee, back when Obama was just an aspiring local personality in Illinois to run for this Senate. And then, of course, ironically, Corzine backs Clinton in the primary in New Jersey but has to count on the president coming to his rescue, because Corzine's down significantly, according to pollsters, in New Jersey against former U.S. Attorney Chris Christie, who made a reputation by putting a couple of hundred so-called corrupt politicians into jail.
Now, let's review the bidding. Of course, he's the governor of New Jersey and has spent close to $100 million of his own money in two campaigns statewide in the state of New Jersey. It appears that he won't have the same resources because of the economy that he's done really sort of badly in.
Well,
how has John Corzine fallen from grace in New Jersey, and how does Obama figure into this?
Well, I guess the thing here is that the downward decline for Corzine started in 2003 when he got divorced from his wife of some 30-some-odd years and gave her half of his pretty vast fortune that came out of his role of leading Goldman Sachs. Then on top of that, he came in, John, with really high expectations as an independently wealthy individual, much like Mayor Bloomberg, who was going to restore a new sense of fiscal order in New Jersey. We'd been through a lot of tumultuous times with Governor McGreevy, who, of course, had a lot of corruption problems, but also ended up leaving midterm when he admitted that he had an affair with a gay lover who he had appointed to a Homeland Security position the young man wasn't qualified for. So Corzine came in to kind of save the day and, unfortunately, just hasn't been able to get the reforms on the board. He had that tragic accident where he almost lost his life,
sure,
108 days out of office at one point. So he just hasn't been able to do it. So he needs Obama to come in. And, by the way, Obama's got a special connection with New Jersey. You know, that battle between Corzine, between Obama and Clinton back in the primary, brought 600,000 new voters into the House in New Jersey for the Democrats.
And so Corzine needs every single one of those. Can Obama save John Corzine? It's a long way till November, but he's way behind in the polls.
Let's put it this way. We have 17,000 people that showed up in the middle of a work day on the Garden State Parkway, packing the PNC Arts Center with a kind of rock star enthusiasm for the president, and Corzine thinks they'll be in the House come November.
So it's a referendum on the economy and also a referendum on Barack Obama there in New Jersey. Bob Henley, thanks so much for the update.
Thanks.
Bob Henley, WNYC reporter, reporting on the troubled political times for John Corzine, governor of New Jersey, who needs Barack Obama like nobody's business.